Our AccuWeather forecast says it's going to be sunny. We'll have a high today near 60. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is calling statements made by two Senate colleagues from the opposite side of the aisle nothing short of an attack on the Constitution. John McCain of Arizona, Mike Lee of Utah, both saying during their re-election campaigns they would vote against any Supreme Court nominee put forth by Hillary Clinton if she wins the White House. Durbin was campaigning in Kenosha for Democratic Senate candidate Russ Feingold. He called the position of both men disrespectful.
What they're doing is not only disrespectful to the president, it's disrespectful to the Constitution and the Senate. And now we have the statements by John McCain, and I understand Senator Mike Lee as well, we're just not going to approve any Hillary Supreme Court nominees. And that, to me, is awful. I mean, that really challenges the fundamentals of our democracy.
Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who is facing a tough re-election challenge from Feingold, has not repeated the strong statements made by McCain and Lee, but he has indicated that any Clinton Supreme Court nominees would have to be carefully vetted. More Americans applied for jobless benefits last week around the country. Jan Johnson, though, says the unemployment claims are still at levels that suggest most workers are enjoying some pretty good job security.
The Labor Department says jobless claims rose to their highest point since early August, up 7,000 to a seasonally adjusted 265,000. Even so, the total came in below 300,000 for the 87th straight week. That's the longest streak since 1970, when the workforce was much smaller. Officials say most employers have been holding staffing levels steady, so overall, a little more than 2 million Americans are collecting unemployment checks, the fewest since June of 2000. Jan Johnson, Washington.
Meanwhile, third quarter numbers out today from the Labor Department show productivity picking up more than 3%, while labor cost increased only 0.3%. Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources hires a former paper industry executive as its new chief forester. Fred Suba Jr. owns Provision Forestry, LLC. He has served as chair of the Wisconsin Council on Forestry for 7 years. He lives in Wisconsin Rapids, will start the job November 14th, replacing Paul DeLong, who resigned to become a senior VP for conservation with the American Forest Foundation. Wisconsin's Deer Advisory Councils are now accepting applications to fill some vacant seats in every county for next year's round of meetings. WRJN's Dick Whelan tells us what that's all about.
The groups are charged with providing local deer herd management recommendations to the Department of Natural Resources. They play a key role in management issues specific to each county. Both hunters and non-hunters alike are welcome to apply for council vacancies, but applicants must have experience or involvement with at least one of the 7 stakeholder groups represented on the council. Applications can be submitted at any time, but anyone truly interested is encouraged to submit the paperwork by December 1st to be considered for membership ahead of the first set of meetings in January. The councils will also play a role in the 5-year review of the DNR's Chronic Wasting Disease Response Plan. Dick Whelan, WRJN News.
And a motorcyclist killed in a crash into a tree in the town of Raymond Tuesday night, identified as 77-year-old Paul Hutzik of Caledonia. The accident occurring in the 3600 block of 108th Street. A passerby found the crash site. It indicated that the motorcycle first hit the mailbox, then a tree. Hutzik pronounced dead at the scene. Speed and alcohol did not appear to be factors. Fire destroyed a barn that was loaded with hay yesterday in the 300 block of 288th Avenue in the Kenosha County town of Brighton. It was a mutual aid response. Crews and equipment from several departments in both Racine and Kenosha counties responded. Reports indicate that the first arriving units found most of the building in flames, part of the roof having collapsed. As the fire intensified, fueled by the almost 1,000 bales of hay inside, the walls started to fall in. How that fire started is still under investigation. A house fire in Beloit last evening caused by arcing wires from holiday lights. That according to a release from the fire department. Crews arrived to discover a small fire in the front of the home, burning its way up the side toward the roof. The homeowner called 911, got his wife out, and was able to fill a bucket of water to throw on the flames, putting out most of them. Fire crews took care of the rest, then removed the siding and insulation. Damage listed at about $5,000. A 64-year-old man got lost while hunting in western Racine County yesterday afternoon, but he was found safe last evening. The county's communications center got a phone call from the man who's from Kenosha County, explaining he was by himself and just got lost in the Hoosier Creek Public Hunting Grounds. That is south of Fisher Park in the town of Burlington. Racine County deputies, along with town of Burlington Fire Department members, coordinated their search for this lost hunter, the Joint Dispatch Center directing them to the general area where he was located by pinging his cell phone. The man was found around 6 p.m. A man in Fitchburg facing charges reportedly tried to buy a meal at a Madison Burger King with a counterfeit $100 bill. Police say the employee stalled for some time by telling William Sims he'd have to leave the drive-thru and come inside the restaurant to get his change, while police were then called. The fake money that he reportedly tried to use was marked for motion picture use only. Sims was also arrested on a parole violation. And in Madison, Assembly Republicans ready to try to make their case to spend more on roads next year. The lawmakers say their first transportation budget hearing will take place next month. They want to spend more than Governor Walker does. He's hesitant to increase taxes or to borrow to pay for a broader road project. A fire last night in the city of Racine caused an estimated $95,000 damage to a home at 1653 Edgewood Avenue. A news release from the fire department investigator on the case says it began in the attic of that vacant home, with flames expanding, then collapsing a part of the roof. Several neighboring homes evacuated as a precaution, as firefighters also had to check for extension. Nobody, though, got hurt. A Racine man, 20-year-old Keon Trice, facing a charge of first-degree reckless injury after a woman was shot while in an apartment in the 1200 block of Marquette Street last week. Police found the victim out on the sidewalk with gunshot wounds. Three people in a nearby residence were questioned, but investigators said that the stories were inconsistent with the evidence at the scene. They later learned that the victim had been shot while inside a bedroom with Trice, who was playing with a gun that accidentally went off, the bullet passing through the woman's arm into her side, lodging near her spine. Trice to be back in court next week. A convicted sex offender will be released in Racine November the 15th, and the police department is urging the community to be vigilant because this individual has no permanent address at this point. 40-year-old Eric Pletz, convicted three times between 1989 and 2005 on charges that include first-degree sexual assault, second-degree sexual assault of a child, and child enticement. A news release indicates that Pletz will be staying, at least temporarily, at 4606 Durant Avenue. He'll be on lifetime GPS monitoring and required to have a regular contact with State Corrections Department personnel. And it's a tradition that's been around for more than 80 years now, the 2016 version of We Energy's cookie book. It's now available. Utility spokesperson Kathy Schultz says the recipes in this year's book, they come from a variety of well-known people from all over the state.
Some of the familiar names, former Olympic speed skater Bonnie Blair submitted a recipe for killer brownies. We have comedian and MPTV's Around the Corner with John McGivern host, John McGivern. He submitted a recipe for jelly sandwich cookies. Archbishop Jerome Listecki contributed a recipe for lemon shortbread cookies. The list goes on and on.
There are 24 distribution events scheduled over the next couple of weeks. The big signature event, though, this coming Saturday at Miller Park, beginning at 9 in the morning. Public has a chance tonight at 6 o'clock to offer comments on the proposed 2017 City of Racine budget. The Council and Committee of the Whole will get together in the big second-floor room at City Hall and have the public hearing prior to any other departmental reviews that need to take place. The main budgets that covered public safety, parks, recreation, and cultural services, and public works have all been reviewed. Aldermen will have the chance then to offer amendments. Those will be voted on up or down. The committee's recommendation will eventually go to the full council for a vote on the budget November the 15th. Speaking of budgets, a $30 wheel tax appears likely for vehicle owners in Milwaukee County next year. The county board's finance committee approving it on a 5-2 vote, sending it to the full county board as part of the budget package. County Executive Chris Abley had wanted a $60 tax with the money earmarked for bus operations and infrastructure improvements. Special interest groups, they're spending record amounts of money in the Wisconsin election cycle. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says $7.8 million been spent by groups, up from $7.1 million back in 2008. Groups that support Democrats outspending the Republicans $4.1 million to $3.7 million. Over $1.9 million has been awarded to the Kenosha Unified School District through the federal E-Rate program, which allows public educational entities like school districts and libraries to apply for funds trying to improve network internal connections, broadband services, and basic maintenance. That figure, along with $725,000 already okayed by the Board of Education, that'll benefit all KUSD buildings. It'll provide an equal level of access to resources. Each instructional classroom, according to reports, will be getting a dedicated wireless access point, as well as the necessary infrastructure components that'll manage nearly 16,000 wireless devices. And a Pleasant Prairie man, wanted by Kenosha police in connection with a shooting last week, turned himself in yesterday. 43-year-old Rodney Coleman, facing a charge of attempted first-degree intentional homicide. He's accused of shooting a man outside the TCF Bank in Kenosha as that man was arriving for work. It's alleged the victim was targeted because Coleman thought he was in a relationship with his girlfriend, both employees at the bank. Coming up a week from today, United Way of Racine County is going to be hosting a community briefing at Wingspread. It's to share the first statewide ALICE report. ALICE, standing for Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed. It's a data-driven, comprehensive research project to reveal the new demographic of those in need, referred to as ALICE. This report will share research to illustrate the depth and the breadth of ALICE residents across Racine County and the state. The event to begin at 4:30 p.m. Again, it's 1 week from today, sponsored by the Johnson Foundation at Wingspread and United Way of Racine County. Now, registration is requested by email to amccabe@johnsonfdn.org or by calling 262-681-3343. There are, by the way, listed nearly 671,000 ALICE residents in Wisconsin. The Village Board in Summers looking toward the future with a tentative recommendation to hire an assistant to the administrator, William Morris. It's contained in the 2017 budget. The reason cited, according to the Kenosha News, the extra work that's being done now with economic development. Morris, though, is also expected to retire in the next few years, so having an assistant administrator would also create a line of succession. $60,000 added to the Summers budget for this position. Public will have a chance to comment on that and the rest of the Village budget for next year on November the 22nd, after which the full Village Board will be voting on that spending plan. Mississippi is considered America's fattest state. In a new Wallet Hub survey, Wisconsin ranks 26th. The skinniest state is Utah. When it comes to unhealthy habits like inactivity and eating less than one serving of fruits and vegetables a day, Wisconsin comes in 27th. The percentage of adults, teens, and kids either overweight or obese shows Wisconsin 29th. And the food and fitness category has Wisconsinites 21st nationwide. Overall, Illinois ranked 23rd, Minnesota 33rd. And it's that time of the year, air travel for Thanksgiving. It's expected to draw a record number of flyers. Here's Michael Descano.
27.3 million people will fly on domestic airlines between November 18th and the 29th, up 2.5% from last year. That's according to industry trade group Airlines for America, which says the nation's leading airlines are confident they can handle it, partly because more people have signed up for quick screening programs designed to keep airport security lines moving. The average domestic airfare in the second quarter was $352, the lowest price since 2011, another reason more people are flying. The Sunday after Thanksgiving expected to be the busiest day, with Thanksgiving Thursday the lightest. I'm Michael Toscano.
Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.